The proposed ordinance would boost sales taxes during the summer months to 4.5%, bringing nearly $2 million in additional revenue for the city. That tax then would drop back to the current 3.5% during winter. The ordinance replaces a suggested 0.5% year-round sales tax increase. During the special budget review meeting, the council also asked for an ordinance that would raise the cap on sales tax. As it stands, individual purchases in Ketchikan are taxed up to $1,000. If the ordinance passes, that limit would be doubled. Both of those votes will come before the council at its December 19th meeting, which is the council's last scheduled meeting of the month. The city is required to finalize its 2014 general government and Ketchikan Public Utilities budgets before the end of the year. The council also agreed during the special meeting to add about $360,000 to repair the leaky roof on the Centennial Building, but first the members talked about options, including possibly selling the building, rather than renovating it for use as a museum. Here's Councilmember Matt Olson, who advocates bringing the question to voters in an upcoming election.
I don't want to see the building go away, but I also know we're looking at minimum of 6, potentially up to 9, just to renovate that building, $9 million. And whether or not we want the public to fund it or whether we want to hand it over or sell it to a private entity that can then use the building, I think this question is one that we probably need to refer back to the people.
The renovation would bring the aging structure up to code. The Centennial Building, which used to house the library as well as the museum, now is home to just the museum department. The plan historically has been to turn the entire building over to the museum, which now has most of its collection in storage due to lack of exhibit space. Councilmember Judy Zenge says she agrees with Olson that the issue should go to the voters, and she questioned the wisdom of spending that much money on the building. Zenge says she toured the Centennial Building recently.
If I would have privately owned that building, I probably would have shut it down until it was safer for people to work there, is what I felt about it.
Public Works Director Cliff Allen says the roof is bad, but the Centennial Building is in good shape overall. And no matter what the city decides to do with it, he says the roof work still needs to be done.
Regardless of the future of this building, it's still a viable structure. Private, public, museum, any other use, you simply have to preserve the skeleton. And the first thing you need is a viable roof on that.
Allen added that after the roof is patched and some electric work is completed, he sees no problem with occupancy by museum department employees. While design work for a whole new roof would start right away in 2014, actual construction wouldn't start until 2015, so the bulk of the cost could be removed if the city transfers the building to a private entity. The roof project funding passed 5-1 with K.J. Harris voting no. Councilmember Deanne Carlson was absent. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.